Hanoi in Vietnam actually has 7 million motorbikes and mopeds, but it also has very high levels of air pollution. And so, like many cities around the world, in order to protect people's health, Hanoi is about to introduce new rules on polluting vehicles. Diesel and petrol motorbikes will be banned in the central areas, including the Old Quarter and the French Quarter. It's all starting in July. It was supposed to be a total ban, but just last week, the government decided on a pilot instead to test out the plan. Well, someone who'll be able to see for herself how well it works is BBC World Service reporter Sen Nguyen. When I spoke to her, she told me how serious the air pollution is in Hanoi.
It's quite visible. Whenever I visit home, it's quite smoky and I can feel it and see it around me. When I hear a lot of coughing, especially my nieces and my nephew, which bother me quite a bit. But when it comes to scientific evidence that we've got, Steve Ying, who is a professor from Nanyang Technological University, have made a very clear association between PM 2.5, which is a particulate matter, with a particular type of lung cancer.
So one of the key findings from our research is the very strong association between black carbon exposure and one type of lung cancer, which we call it as a lung adenocarcinoma. Black carbon PM2.5, which is particle with the diameter with 2.5 or smaller micrometer. So this kind of particles is small but very harmful to our respiratory systems.
But then when it comes to addressing this issue, Steve also mentioned that one of the biggest challenges is that they are doing this without enough data.
We do not have a very good long-term and high-quality health data. So that's why our research now, every day, is fighting very hard that we try to understand this kind of knowledge gap in our region, such that governments would have references or scientific-based evidence to support their policy-making. Air pollution is definitely one of the very key problems in our region.
So you said that you can see the air pollution, that it's visible, but is it something that residents worry about?
There used to be a time where looking up air quality monitor, the website that we usually use, IQ Air, wasn't even in practice, but now it's quite common and people can feel it, right? And especially for women who do a lot of skincare, you see a lot of dust on your cotton pads. So it's definitely a concern. Wearing a mask has been such a big part of Vietnam anyway, so it's never a question of debate. And it's mostly the children that make adults quite worried, because Hanoi, or just Vietnamese street life in general, is bikes. Like, we go out on bikes, and when you go on bikes, you are exposed to air pollution a lot more than people who ride in cars.
And of course, air pollution can come from lots of different sources. Do we know that this pollution is created by the motorbikes?
Hanoi government saying, well, traffic causes more than 60% of air pollution, and that is motorbikes and cars. But then the environment ministry kind of disagree. They're saying, well, it's actually the exhausts that coming from the bikes and the vehicles is only at 12%, with much of the rest coming from dust, construction, farming practices like burning rice straw, even the wear and tear of the tires on your vehicles. So officials say cutting pollution from transport, officially the millions of motorbikes, is still essential regardless, because it is a big source of roadside pollution. But now I think what is also important here to mention is that EVs are not necessarily clean. If your electricity is generated by renewable energy, that might be the case. But in the case of Vietnam, about half of electricity production comes from coal-fired power plants. In that context, is EVs really the way to go? And something that Steve from Nanyang Technology University also mentioned, he said that when you look at EVs, you're not supposed to look at it as one piece. You have to look at it in different parts.
One of the very major sources of the particles from EV is from the tire and brake. One of the reasons is because EV can accelerate, decelerate very fast speed. That is compared with traditional vehicles that are very different. That definitely would be a very major source of the particles or even microplastic from the tire and brake.
And motorbikes really are a big part of daily life, aren't they, in cities like Hanoi? I've not been to Hanoi, but I've been to Ho Chi Minh City. And I can remember millions, it must have been thousands, but it felt like millions.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong there when you say there are millions. The data I've got, like by the end of June 2025, there were more than 9.7 million vehicles on the road in Ho Chi Minh City alone, and 8.6 of that is bikes. The ability to ride a motorbike, scooter usually, but at least for me, that's your rite of passage as Vietnamese. And it's such a big thing. It's what you see the first thing when you go on the street is the honking. The honking is also terrible, but it's part of our urban life. And my dad was ahead of the curve, 2017-ish. He bought a EV before even consulting me, when it was even a thing. He's now, at this very moment, I just talked to him last week, he told me that he's giving people advice on which bike to buy. And he said he should be getting commission for this, but obviously nobody's going to pay him. But yeah.
Other than your dad, what do residents think in general about the change to e-bikes, and how easy is it for them to swap?
Yeah, switching millions of bikes running on fossil fuel isn't going to be simple, right? I mean, it's going to affect people's livelihood, especially those who rely on bikes. In the long run, yes, there's a lot of statistics that show that electric bikes actually pays out because you don't have to pay for petrol. But the upfront investment, that might not be possible for everyone. I've talked to a few people, and one Hanoi resident, his name is Quang Cuong, he actually listed some of the very practical reason why he's considering switching to EVs. Interestingly enough, we talked while the impact of the war in Iran is still very much here. I mean, we're still feeling it now.
As for me, I see the EVs have a lot of benefit, like it's fashionable. Secondly, they are also lighter than luxury cars and they are more environmentally friendly. Recently, gas prices increased and it had a big impact. That is also a factor, but it wasn't the deciding factor for me to switch from gas vehicle to electric one.
Are the increased fuel prices around the world having any impact on the transition to e-bikes?
I think it's definitely on people's mind, like what Cuong just said, when fuel prices are increasing, of course, we're going to steer to that. But then they also have been cutting down taxes on fuels. So hopefully a lot of people are going to see fuel price not going all over the roof in Vietnam, but anything can happen.
So these changes in the bikes are due to come in July. Are people going to be ready by then?
So Hanoi was very confident that they're going to have a total ban. But now, actually on April 7th, they just said, hold on a minute, we're just going to do a pilot program to keep an eye on exhaust levels and see how it goes. So I think maybe they're listening to people. They can see that not everyone is ready. I mean, even authorities might not be ready to implement this policy. But eventually, the key question is, will this reduce air pollution? We wait and see.
Sen Ung-wien reporting, and have a very happy birthday today, Sen.